We'd like to thank everyone for their attendance. We have a good attendance here this evening. We have many visitors that are with us. It's encouraging to see you. And I know for me, it's encouraging to sing songs of praise and to hear words of encouragement as we have sung together. When we're assembled, we like to give an opportunity to once again consider God's word and consider that invitation of his salvation that exists. We're going to talk about a few things. I want to move quickly. We're going to consider quite a few things associated with singing, and we'll give an invitation in just a moment. To me, it's always been a big point to me how a melody can get stuck in my head, or a message set to song can really stick in my head. I remember back in school, I had a couple very creative teachers that had a song or two, you know, to explain this or talk about that, or memorize lists or memorize things like that. And those songs, that is now there because of that song. Remember things associated with songs. In the 90s, Clint Black had a country song where he said, "Ain't it funny how a melody can bring back a memory, take you to another place in time, and completely change your state of mind." The songs you've been listening to can go with you wherever you go. You remember those words. You can recite those songs, those words, recite that information, sometimes to a song that you haven't even heard in years. So I want us to consider, I want us to remember real quickly some of the things that we have just sung. Number 9, our God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. That great I am. Wonderful, merciful Savior. We sang the words, "You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our way." Thank you, Lord. We sang, "Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me." How I gratefully thank you. And exalted, born to take my death, slain to give me life. Jesus, Son of God, exalted. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. Let them praises give Jehovah. His glory is exalted far above earth and sky. Oh, worship the King. We sang, gratefully sing his wonderful love. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end. Our maker, defender, redeemer, and our friend. We sang, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let every kindred, every tribe, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Anywhere with Jesus. Anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. And telling souls in darkness of salvation free. In a moment we'll sing, "I Come Broken." We'll sing these words, "I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned. And I'm welcomed with open arms." Praise God. Tonight we've proclaimed many truths. We've encouraged one another and we have praised our God. These truths, these phrases, these clips of truth are in our mind, and we need to share them where we go. So let me ask you, during the course of any day of the week, are you more commonly to be found humming or in your mind songs of praise to God or the current top 40 hits? Now, I listen to various kinds of music as well, but let's consider some things. What about Ecclesiastes 7:5, where we find this? It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. I want to challenge you to really consider the music that you're letting into your mind and therefore the messages that go with you and the first thing that's on your mind as you interact with people. Because I believe that they really are connected. I've historically been a type of many types of music. I've probably listened to more country music growing up than I did anything else. But I find myself hardly able to listen to the radio at all anymore. I turn it on and I hear songs glamorizing and normalizing alcohol use. Seems like half the songs on the radio anymore. I don't listen to pop music, but when I tried, it didn't take very long to confirm that sin is being glamorized and pumped into the heads of people in our society with slick, polished lyrics and catchy riffs that really get stuck in your head. Sometimes we may want to consider that. Think about what songs we're really listening to. Brady, does it really matter that much? I hear these songs, and you know, they're so catchy, and they're cool, and they're popular, and all my friends know them. I mean, I at least kind of need to know what's going on in the world, right? Be careful what you listen to, what you allow to be pumped into your head. We've all sat and listened to music before when we have heard something that wasn't appropriate, was sinful, and we've said, I won't let it affect me. I'm not going to say that word, but I really like that song. Be warned. Remember that our Maker designed us to be able to sing. And he instructed his people that he wanted them to sing praises to him. Singing is something that we can do to not only share truth with those around us, but as an act of worship, an act of sacrifice that we can make to our God. Let's not forget the principle that in the Old Testament, Jews were instructed to talk about his word, to instruct of his word. We can look in Deuteronomy 6. We can look in Deuteronomy 11 where it is repeated. You shall teach them diligently these truths and teach about me to your sons and talk them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. What is it that we're saying? Our family, and many times those around us, are listening. Are we taking advantage of the options, of the opportunities to share truth? And perhaps even teach new songs that we have learned? Parents, what are you letting get programmed into your children's minds? And are you guiding them in that challenge? And then I ask everybody, when you hear popular music in our society today, do you giggle when you hear sin ever so eloquently praised in a song, or do you turn it off and make a mental note that you're not going to listen to that performer anymore? Our Maker designed us to be able to sing. He made our minds to remember words that are put to a melody. So I want to try to challenge you to do that. Focus on carrying God's truth wherever you go. Focus on, spend time learning songs. Let your friends, your family, your coworkers hear truth, be it spoken or sung. So the songs that we've sung this evening should most definitely keep our minds focused on the Maker. And a central aspect of that is the fact that we are accountable to Him in His judgment that's coming. If you haven't been baptized for the remission of sins, the simple teaching of the apostles was that if you are not in Christ, you will not be saved. Galatians 3:27, we read, those of you who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And in Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. If you want to go to heaven, if you want to be forgiven, if you want to avoid punishment, you must be in Christ. If you're subject to this invitation, come as we sing this song this very evening. We can baptize you.